Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Fetish Locator. So, let's go ahead and get started. Remember guys, if you are a little religious, or even a lot religious, this might not be the Fetish Locator video for you. If you didn't like what happened in that one scene, this is probably an extension of that, but it's the only time this is going to happen in the game. I don't think they're going to mess with this anymore. And Vino Vella says, when the game starts up, it's like, this is not a, like, they don't praise certain kinks. They're like, if you're not into this, it's cool. It's just there as an option. So this was an option. I don't know if it's necessary for getting the true ending or not. If it's not, I'll let you guys know, because some of you guys may not want to see this at all, and you still may want to enjoy the game outside of it. But for those that are like, Grim, it's just a game, you know, this doesn't affect my relationship with God, it's just a game, you know, it's like watching a horror movie. You might see some things that are like Satan and all that, but you're like, no, that's not. I mean, and some people are like, oh no, blasphemy. Yeah, it's not the greatest thing in the world, let's be honest. But again, this is a fictional context. We're not actually blaspheming. You know, it's fictional. It's all fictional. Remember, the lead singer of Slayer is a Catholic. Did you know that? Tom Araya is a Catholic, man. Like, I mean, they're not together anymore, but he was Catholic, and you know, he's like, but he sings all these songs that are anti. He wasn't crazy about religion, or at least Kerry King. I don't know. I mean, but yeah, he's full-on Catholic. And he said many, many times, you know, that he goes to church every Sunday. So a lot of people didn't know that. The lead singer of Slayer. Yes, that's Slayer. Go look it up. You'd be surprised. I mean, again, that's for God to judge, not for man. Men can make judgment calls, but they can't, you know, they're not the one to judge. That's God. God's going to do that. And God's going to judge us the way that we would judge, basically. So that's the way I've always looked at it. God's going to judge us the same way we would judge. So it's not going to be like you've got some judge that is like, hey, according to this, and that. No, they're going to judge in the same way that you would judge. Remember, judge not lest ye be judging by the same means of which ye judged. So basically, somebody would be like, well, you did this, and this, but you said this, and this wasn't right. Right? So that's why I'm one of these always, you know, live and let live people. You know, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody, you know. And again, this might be upsetting to some people. So again, if you don't like it, you can skip this one, and it's totally cool. But I'll shut up now for you guys that are still here, and let's continue. Excuse me, Profess. Hello, Teresa.
Hey.
Good morning, Mr. Young. You recognize me? I spoke with Professor Norden and my daughter after our phone call. This could quickly spiral. I need to seize control of the conversation. You have an interesting reputation.
Hey.
Teresa, where is your daughter? Cynthia? You didn't say that she should be here.
Huh?
Did that answer my question?
Huh?
I'm sorry, I don't know where she is. Do you want me to call her cell? Failing already. Let's set some ground rules. You need to follow instructions. You should not try to anticipate my whims, wants, or needs. Is that clear, Teresa?
Yes,
sir. I'm sorry, sir. I'll try to do better. You will address me as teacher, understood?
Yes,
teacher. Do not forget it. Now let's try some basic instructions. Teresa, kneel down. Okay. Now drop and give me push-ups. Teacher? No questions. Show me that you can follow basic instructions. Yes, sir. I told you to call me teacher. Yes, teacher. I'm sorry, teacher. Keep going until I tell you to stop. I'm doing my best, teacher. Good enough. Now kneel facing me. What should I do with you next, Teresa? I shall not attempt to anticipate your whims, wants, or needs. Good. You are paying attention. I want you to pray with me, Teresa. Give me your hands. Okay, teacher, like this?
Yes.
Very nice. Today I have a new prayer for you to learn. Yes, teacher. First, prepare your heart for the master. Now, this reminds me of a Crowley book I read. Mm-hmm. I prepare my heart for the master to come. Next, prepare your mind for the master. I prepare my mind for the master to come. Now prepare your body for the master. I prepare my body for the master to come. Finally, surrender yourself to my teaching. Damn, are you leading a cult here? This day I surrender to the teacher my heart to use as he sees fit. This day I surrender to the teacher my mind to use as he sees fit. This day I surrender to the teacher my body to use as he sees fit. This I pray. Wow, that sounded pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very good, Teresa. I wonder what I can get her to do now. Now it is time to test your devotion and willingness to follow instructions.
Yeah.
I am ready, teacher. You're overdressed. I'm sorry, teacher. Mm-hmm. Rectify this. Stand up and get dressed.
Yes.
Yes, teacher. Faster, Teresa. Don't waste my time. Yes, teacher. Of course. I am finished, teacher. I see that. Tell me, what is the most important part of a man?
Oh.
His manhood. How do you show your devotion to a man? Should I tell you or show you, teacher? Tell me first, Teresa. I don't know, I'm starting to like Teresa a little bit. She's kind of hot. I show my devotion to a man by worshiping his manhood with my eyes, my words, my mouth, and my entire body. Ooh. It's not for me to judge, though. Are you prepared to show your devotion to me, Teresa? I am prepared to worship your manhood with my eyes, my words, and my mouth. Good Lord, what a body on her. And I'm gonna be honest with you guys. Y'all might be like, Grim, that's Daz. There ain't women that... You'd be surprised. Y'all be like, I ain't banging these 40, 50-year-old hoes. You might be surprised. You might be surprised what's underneath there. I'm telling you, you might be surprised. Just because a woman's got a little older doesn't mean that all of it's doesn't mean it's all worthless. Hold that position. Oh, my. Do you have something to say, Teresa? I am prepared to worship your manhood, your entire body. You are sculpted far better than most gods. May I please show you my devotion, teacher? You may, Teresa. You may use me as you see fit, teacher. I know, Teresa. I want to see how you worship. Impress me. Fuck me, she's actually doing it. Well, I'll be. That's a good start, Teresa. Damn, she's good at this. She must have decades of practice. But you'll have to do better than that. I just want to grab her head and fuck her face, but I must restrain myself. Show me what you can really do.
Yes,
teacher, I will do my best to impress you. Is she about to do what I think she's about to do? Oh, fuck yes. Yep, she's doing the thing. Fuck. She's definitely a pro at this. If she keeps this up, I'm gonna blow my load right here and now.
Hey.
Don't get ahead of yourself, Teresa. I'm sorry, teacher. I'm just so eager to please you with my worship of your magnificent manhood. You did well. Just remember, this is about discipline, not pleasure. Of course, teacher, please teach me your discipline. I want you to stand up with your hands clasped behind your neck. Good, now spread your legs apart wider. A little wider than that.
Yes.
That should do. You may make noises if you want, but try not to scream and do not move.
Uh-huh.
Understood, teacher. You believe you can drive out the devil through pain. I intend to show you the truth. Pain can be pleasurable. Pleasure is a reward. Pleasure drives many things. Pain results in many responses. There is no devil here, only a woman with a soaked pussy. Do you enjoy this?
No.
No, teacher. Don't lie, your body is telling me the truth. But teacher, punishment is the only way. I can show you a better way, but only if you're honest with me.
Yes.
Yes, teacher. You're right. I love it. I love it, teacher. I'm sorry, but I do. I love being punished. I love punishing my daughter. Oh, Lord, what shall I do? It's teacher, and that's why I'm here. Exactly. The fact is, Teresa here has to come to grips with who she really is. That's the importance. A lot of people, they like to mask the kind of person they are. They're like, well, I do these things, but I don't want people to know who I really am. I don't really want people to know the kind of person I am. And that makes sense, because, you know, what is that phrase? Oh, damn it. We live in a society. Right? We live in a society. We do. We live in a society. And in a society, you have cultural boundaries. So, and I mean the boundaries within the culture of the society, right? So, depending on where you're at, you're going to want to adhere to those boundaries. Some cultures have different boundaries than others. So maybe you're like, you know, I really want to do this. Because this is who I really am. But I can't show who I really am. And of course, you know, if you've got some real issues going on, I consider talking to a therapist. But if you're just somebody that is kind of hiding the kind of person you are, maybe you're a little bit more spicy. When I mean that, I mean, like, maybe you want to be flirty, but you can't. Or maybe you want to say certain words, which you can't. And I'm not saying, like, bad words. I'm saying, you know, I've noticed the generation, a lot of people that I work with, the young people, they're a lot more open about things that we were never open about many years ago. Like, they'll talk about things. They'll be a little more vulgar. They'll be a little more dirty. And some people can say that's how society is degenerated. But, in fact, I kind of disagree. Because a lot of people that were trying to be polite in that sense, they were hiding the people that they actually were. Now, that's not saying that everybody's a diaper-wearing furry degenerate or something, but that is saying that there's a lot of people that are just kind of hiding the person they were to look good in society. Or hiding the person they are to look good in society. And that doesn't mean that if you have a position in society that you should automatically act different. Because of your position. Like, if you have a certain image to uphold in society, then you'd absolutely need to uphold that image. But, again, because we wear the mask, everybody wears a different mask, it's hard to kind of be the people that we really are. And I think a lot of people show who they really are in the bedroom. I definitely believe that. I think a lot of people, because you'll have the CEO, you know, who's authority, strict and yells and all that. But she'll be the most submissive woman you've ever seen in the world in the bedroom. Because she's used to being an authority. But she wants to be dominated by somebody with even more authority than she does. And she wants to be dominated in probably the worst way. I've seen this in real life. So, that just shows you a little bit. And yeah, it's a little bit of a lecture during an adult game, but this is my channel, and if I want to make a lecture in the middle of an adult game, I will make a lecture in the middle of an adult game. When was the last time you were properly fucked, Teresa? Probably many, many years ago, right? And this does happen to a lot of women. They get into that point to where they haven't had sex in a long time, or they were treated vilely. Look, sometimes, guys, it's our fault. Men have to take accountability, too. There was an asshole, or a guy that completely just didn't think of her as too much. And he treated her like shit, and she's like, well, fuck these men, I'm going to devote myself to the Lord. There's nothing wrong with giving yourself up to religion or a faith if you believe in it. But sometimes they get so far into it that they forget. Like, I've got an ex that's going through that right now, where she, a high school ex, guys, high school, and she's not in a very good place. You know, because, I mean, she's still gorgeous. She's older, but she's still gorgeous. Like, I've seen her pictures. She still looks great. But I'm saying that she basically, you know, she got married, had the kid. It didn't really work out so well. She tried other things, and now she's going into the whole religious phase, but she doesn't think it's really working for her. Like, one thing about this girl is she's more, like, blunt than a lot of other girls. Like, she'll tell you straight up. She's like, boom, this isn't going to be my thing. I'm trying this, but it's not really working out. Like, there's a lot of people that's like, if I just believe, it'll work out, right? And they try to fool themselves into it, right? So that's kind of probably what Teresa did. She's like, well, I didn't have a good man. He didn't treat me worth a damn. He left me with this kid. So I gave my heart to Jesus. And then maybe it did make her a better person. Maybe, you know, following the religion and its tenets did make her a better person. Maybe she does have a better moral grasp on things. You know, she raised her daughter, you know, as best she could and all that. But she went a little bit too crazy with it. Possibly. Teacher, I don't remember. A few weeks. Oh? Did you enjoy it? I performed my duty, teacher. Let me rephrase. There you go. When was the last time you had an orgasm during sex, Teresa? More than one score years, teacher, when my daughter was conceived. Her daughter is an adult. So that was about a good 20 years ago. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you can use these adult games to really bring up some real problems. And one thing I like about these developers is when they write the stories, you know, they're coming from real life. They're coming from real life situations. There are so many women out there that are about her age that have not had an orgasm since their kid came into this world. And I know that's not for us. I know there's some MGTOW guys out there, well, that ain't my problem, Grim. I've got a bug. And then it's not your problem. It's absolutely not your problem. But for me, it kind of a little upsetting. Because it means that, you know, just, I think really, that men and women both, I think they do complement each other. I believe that men and women do need each other. And, you know, when things aren't working right, people go into weird phases. Like, you'll have these women go into women. They're like, oh, well, I don't like men anymore. I'm going for women. And I had a woman admit to me a long time ago, we can't do it. I tried it. It doesn't work. I like women. I like their bodies, but it doesn't do it for me. And when it doesn't do it for you, you can't make it do it for you. You can't fake it to make it. That's like a fucking incel guy that's like, I'm gonna just be gay. And just being gay doesn't work because you're still attracted to women. You know? It doesn't work. And then some are like, well, I'll just be a woman so I can get with a woman. And they'll do the transmaxing thing, and that's retarded as well. I'm sorry, it is. So, you know, it's just a lot of guys have gone through a lot. A lot of women have gone through a lot. And that's just part of society. Everybody thinks that society is some big cookie cutter thing where, oh yeah, men and women, they get together, they have families, everything works out fine, it's great. No, it's not great. It doesn't work out fine. And there's a lot of fucking problems that both men and women have. And they've had for many, many years now. I'm talking the 2000s, talking the 90s, I'm talking the 80s, I'm talking the 70s, 60s, 50s, whatever. It hasn't always been perfect. It hasn't always been the fucking television. You know, like you'd see... What's it? The Brady Bunch, or... I'm going way back on you guys. Andy Griffith, or the Waltons, or something like that. It's not like that, you know? It's never been like those shows that you'd see on TV. Those were always dramatizations of things that were made... I mean, they're fantasies. They're all fantasy. Full House, you know? People watch those... To basically, and what was the other one? Family Matters. Of course, we can't forget about Family Matters. Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Yeah, I watched those shows. A lot of people say, you did. I watched Hanging with Mr. Cooper. I watched Sister, Sister. I did. Y'all don't know that. I did. I watched those shows. So, I know what a lot of these little family programs were all about. But none of them are real. You know, people have real problems. People have real issues. People get divorced. People have real bad fights. And just horrible shit that happens to them, right? And they never experience a good orgasm ever again. And for women, that's a big deal. It changes them. Like, you got a lot of women right now. And, I mean, this video isn't meant to do this, but... You got a lot of women right now that haven't had an orgasm in a good number of years. Decades. Why do you think they're the way they are? Why do you think all men suck? Blah, 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 blah. You haven't had an orgasm in 20 fucking years, lady. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, it's a big deal. Over 20 years. I was a young, unwed harlot teacher. I brought shame to my community. That's another thing that happens when you live in these southern communities. They're really tight-knit. Some of you people know this. If you live in these... And I'm not even talking southern. Here I can talk southern, but... There's other cultures around the world that are watching this video probably wondering what the fuck I'm doing talking at this time. It's probably because I've had a little bit, but... Other than that, you know, you guys know as well as I do, if you bring shame to your community, you have to change. Because like I said, it's all about cultural standards. It's all about society. We live in a society. Everybody has their own social norms. What you do affects your whole society, especially if it's real tight-knit and you have less than 1,000, 2,000 people. I've lived in those situations. I know what it's like. You go out of line, it's over. Some people get stoned. Like in the Middle East, they stone you for shit like that. Cynthia is following my old, disgusting, selfish, worthless path. I must save her before she is too far gone. You never even saved yourself, Teresa. You learned the wrong lesson. Listen to this. This is good. You repressed who you are when you should have embraced it. Becoming a mother was the greatest thing that ever happened to you. Yet you were tricked into thinking, what? I had sinned. My daughter is a gift, but the pain, the pregnancy... My parents were right to turn their backs on me. They were wrong, Teresa. Would you turn your back on Cynthia for anything? Never. You carry this guilt unnecessarily. A parent should always be there for their child. It is your parents who sinned. It is your parents who failed you.
No.
No, it must be my fault. Get down on your hands and knees, Teresa. I want to show you something. You have my permission to enjoy this, Teresa. You will only have sex for enjoyment, for your own pleasure. Please give this woman an orgasm. Your body tells me you're ready to enjoy this. Do I have your permission, Teresa? You don't need my permission, teacher. You have authority over me. I need your permission, Teresa. You will only have sex for your own pleasure from now on. From this day forward, you shall only have sex for enjoyment, never to please others without also pleasing yourself. I don't know if I can do that, teacher. Let's try. Your body is wet and ready. Is your mind ready? I'll try, teacher. We'll try this together. You have my permission. Holy fuck, Teresa. You are so damn wet. I'm sorry, teacher. No, Teresa, this is a good thing. You should be enjoying this. She doesn't even know what enjoyment is anymore. You go through the fucking motions for so long, you can't enjoy anything. I am, teacher. God forgive me, but you feel amazing inside me. Yes. 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 Fuck me like a dog, teacher. Make me feel it. Teacher, I don't know what to do. What is it, Teresa? I think I'm going to come! Good. Do it, Teresa. Come for me. Fuck!
Yeah.
That was good, Teresa. You did very well. Can we do it again, please? Of course, as many times as you want. Teacher, may I tell you what I really want right now? What is it? Please, fuck my ass, just like this. Just like her daughter, a little anal whore. Will that give you pleasure, Teresa? Yes, teacher, please. Pleasure my sphincter with your manhood. It's my duty to please that booty. Okay, that probably might be a little much. Just like that, just like that. Hey, at least she's enjoying it. Give this woman an orgasm. She's waited 20-something years. More. Fuck me. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm coming, teacher. That was amazing. You're amazing. What stamina? How are you still going like this? Teresa, I'm about to come. Please do. Where do you want it? Cover my face in it. Decorate me like the whore I am. Yes! You are amazing.
Hey.
This was fun. We should do it again sometime. Oh, I see. Hope I didn't upset you.
No.
Oh no, I enjoyed this as well. Thank you. I'm pretty sure that I should be thanking you. You're magnificent. You're a very impressive young man. We should definitely do this again sometime, as you say. Before I go, I was wondering about how you plan to vote. You don't need to worry about me, Mr. Young. You'll have my vote. I still need to do a few other things to prepare for the exam. I hope you don't mind if I... Was any of this real for you, or was this just a game? I am not a particularly spiritual person. I hope you understand.
Yep.
Yes, I understand. You know, you could achieve great things if you were. I'll keep that in mind. Sometime later, outside Norton's office. Is he there? Do you have a good view of his desk?
Yes.
Yes and yes, he's there and I've got a pretty good view. I should be able to see when he penetrates you.
Hmm.
Yeah, about that. Do you know why I asked you for rough sex yesterday? I assumed it was just because you're a kinky bitch and it got you off?
Uh-huh.
That too. Norton has particular taste from what I've heard. He might choke me. He might seem like he's hurting me. He might even hurt me. Fuck, Maria, I didn't know.
Nah.
Doesn't matter. I'm ready for it. I might even enjoy it. I mean, he is a pretty disgusting old man, but... I'm having second thoughts. We should reconsider this.
No.
We're only going to get one shot at this, so don't interrupt until you're certain he's sufficiently satisfied. If you say so, if you want to back out of this, no harm, no foul. I won't hold it against you. Don't worry, Grim. I've done worse things for worse reasons. What? I'm so confused. I've got this. Just make sure you do your part. And away she goes. Let's see what happens. Professor? Norden? I wanted to interact with you, sir. Phew, is it hot in here?
Yes,
Miss Kovalevich, it's rather warm. I prefer it that way. You'll understand when you get older.
Oh.
Oh, good. I thought it was just me. Hot, that is. What can I do for you, Miss Kovalevich? I don't think Mr. Norden is going to be much help. Well, I've heard that you're always available at these hours for your students. Obviously. Is it true, Professor Norden? Are you available? I'm rapidly running out of availability, and you don't seem to be getting any closer to telling me what this is about. It's about my pencil. That didn't affect your grades. What you and Mr. Young get up to in private is none of my concern. Did you like it? Excuse me? When I dropped my pencil, did you enjoy what you saw? Miss Kovalevich, you've already passed your exams for this semester. With flying colors, I might add.
Yes.
Exactly, Ronald. We're not professor and student anymore, at least not for the summer. Could be a long, hard summer for both of us.
What?
Is this some kind of prank? Tell me, Professor, what name do you prefer? Ronald? Ron? Professor? Daddy? Master? Miss Kovalevich? Ahem, Maria, I'm not sure you've heard. Never listen to gossip or rumors, Master. You've taught us that well. This could be considered a compromising position. Don't worry, Master. I locked the door on the way in. Well, that's a lie. I hope he believes it. Otherwise, this is going to get awkward real fast. You can't know what you're saying. Believe me, I do. I did my research. What did you mean? I tracked down your last girlfriend. She told me exactly what to expect. You're serious? I am. And I'm still here, offering myself to you. I have a bad feeling about this, and you should know what I expect from you. I apologize for not letting you tear my clothes off. I hope that can wait until later. I don't keep a cage or collar here. That will need to wait until I get you home. I can think of nothing that I would rather do. But before we get to that, I need something from you. You should know not to make demands. I wouldn't dream of it. Consider it a good faith gesture or payment for my services. What do you have in mind? You taught us never to listen to gossip or rumors. I need proof. Right here. Right now. I want you to rape the shit out of me right here on your desk. Could you do that for me, Ronald? Don't worry, cunt. You'll live to regret this. Although you might stop breathing. If the worst should happen, I'm CPR certified. I didn't know that, Professor. Call me Master.
Yes,
Master. Well, she's gonna fuck that old man. There we go. And I think I'll call you Cum Slut. Learn it. Memorize it. Become it. Cum Slut is who you are. Cum Slut is what you are. Cum Slut is all you will ever be. Cum Slut is who you will be, even after I get bored of you and leave you in a dumpster. Fuck, this can't be what she came prepared for. I didn't mean to ask this much of her. Technically, he is penetrating her, but it's only her mouth. That might be enough. Enough of that. It's time I try the other end. Would you like to take my virginity, Master? Don't lie to me, cum slut. I'm sure all your holes have been well used and abused. I'm sorry, Master. That's better. Oh, fuck! What was that, cum slut? Use me however you like, Master. Better. In the future, keep yourself lubed and prepared. Yes, Master.
Yes.
Yes. She said this might happen. He's fucking her ass. I could interrupt them now. Good morning, Professor. I see you're enjoying my present. I see. Good morning, Mr. Young. Are you here to watch? Oh, I think I've seen enough. I hope it was sufficiently satisfying.
Yes.
Quite satisfying. I'm sure this will reflect positively on your exam today. I prefer to think it was a friendly transaction, influencing your disposition. Well played. Of course, it could turn less friendly if needed. That won't be necessary. You won't need to worry about my vote during your exam. Thank you. You should know that she promised herself to me to be my pet for the summer.
Yeah.
I heard that. Unfortunately, she doesn't belong to herself. She already gave herself to another owner. Is that so? I would be willing to negotiate with you for her. Unfortunately, she doesn't belong to me either. I'm just borrowing her. Please pass my offer on to her owner. I'll mention it. No promises. May I clean up and get dressed now?
Yes.
Please do, unless you have any objections.
Yeah.
No objection. I'm done with her. Assuming you pass, Mr. Young, I look forward to your presence in my classes next summer. Thank you, sir. As for your companion, I do not like being used, duped, and lied to, Maria.
What?
Sir, I suggest you find a different professor for your future coursework.
Oh.
I didn't mean...
Hmm.
Yes, sir, I understood. Understand.
Hmm. Oh. Hmm.
I didn't realize I was misleading him. I thought the only way I could help you...
Yeah.
I know. Luckily, I remembered what you promised to Amrose. Thank you. Sometime later.
Huh.
Got a recent message from Nora. Looks like she's still online. Need to see you ASAP. Polly at coffee. Shop with me. Nora. Sounds urgent. I better text her back. Are you okay? I'm about to take my final exams. Can it wait till after that? Cool. She says it can wait. They'll be there all day. I hope she's not pregnant. Shit. This is just what I need before exams. Good afternoon, Mr. Grim Young. As I am sure you are aware, we are gathered together today for your final examination. As you know, my name is Professor Ronald Norden. I am joined by two other judges to determine whether you deserve to pass this semester.
Hey.
My name is Professor Teresa Leold. Hold, and you know me. Sarah Waller, not a professor. It's a pleasure to...
Yes,
I'm sure it is. Teresa, please get us started.
Huh.
Until I learned I was going to be evaluating this young man, I was not familiar with him. However, since then I've become quite familiar with Mr. Young. He is talented, authoritative, well-versed, and the perfect example of what our students should strive to become. I have no further questions. He has my vote. I have been teaching this particular student for the duration of this semester, and despite disappearing for weeks at a time and distracting other students during my classes, he has proven himself as someone who is capable of achieving the impossible. He has my vote. No further questions. I've been looking forward to this, Grim Young. It would be perfectly acceptable and delightful to simply reject you outright. After all, you've been a constant pain in my neck all semester. However, I'm going to give you a chance. I prepared a short list of questions. If you answer all of them correctly, you get my vote. If you miss even one, then no vote for you. Are you prepared? Do I have a choice? I don't want to hear any whining about I was tired or it wasn't my fault and you failed. Whatever, let's just get this over with. Good enough. Question one. Sun Tzu famously writes The Art of War. In that book, what is the supreme art of war? Subdue the enemy without fighting. Thank you, TFM.
Yes.
Question two. Adam Smith is best known for the invisible hand of the market. Please finish the following quote. Wherever there is great property... I know this. Why is my mind completely blank? There's tremendous wealth?
Yeah.
There's great inequality. Oh, okay, so it could be different then. Question three. What book is the following quote from? If you want loyalty, hire a Cocker Spaniel. Warren Buffett in The Business of Life? Liar's Poker. Okay, I've never heard of that. Miss Wallace, are we going to be here all day with this? Waller, my name is Zara Waller. I have to agree with my fellow professor, this has gone on long enough. He's correctly answered all of your questions. I'm not easily impressed, but apparently he knows enough. Mm-hmm. Indeed, I didn't even know some of the answers to those questions. I suppose. Fine.
Okay.
Reluctantly, you have my vote. Mm. Well, this is a rare treat. I suppose congratulations are in order, Mr. Young. You mean I passed?
Oh.
You didn't just pass, you got all three votes. That doesn't happen as often as you think.
Wow,
thanks. Mm. Take this one and do something with it.
Huh?
What, Kenny? You have a tremendous opportunity ahead of you. I'm not following. With your skill set and ability to think outside the box, I recommend that you consider another option. What is that? Start a business, do what you love, and write your next semester's coursework about that. Now there's an idea.
Uh-huh.
I agree with Ron. That is, I agree with Professor Norden's recommendation. Do what you love.
Okay.
I'll seriously consider what you said. Before you leave, may I give you some advice as well? Sure, why not? Don't be an asshole. Thanks. Sometime later. Well, that answers that question. What question was that? Whether or not you were the one that broke through the police tape?
Nope,
not me. What's Stacy doing? She's trying to determine if someone is still inside. We don't want to be surprised or ambushed in there or accidentally walk in on the cops. Good thinking. So is anyone there? I don't think so. I think that means no. I didn't say no. I need more time to be sure. How much time? How long is this going to take? A couple hours should be sufficient. I understand why you said it would take a while. But 2 more hours? Seems a bit much. Well, if you could just bust out your Superman vision and see through walls, go right ahead. Either that or go find me a fuck ton of antennas so I can scan more than one point at a time.
Oh.
Whoa. Stacy, we both love you, so when I say this, I mean it from the deepest part of my heart. What the fuck, girl? Sorry, this is just really tedious and probably pointless, and my hands are cramping, and I'm a little frustrated.
Okay,
we get that. So plan B?
No.
I didn't bring any Molotovs. I thought that was plan C.
No,
I mean we just go in there and see what's what. Oh, B is in brute force. I'm not sure I like that idea. Well, I mean, Grim got the code from Hannah. It's not like we have to force the door open. I'm sorry, but I need a break. I'm gonna get some ice for my hands and coffee for my bloodstream. Either of you want anything? I could, we're good. Ambrose is up to something, but I have no idea what.
Yeah,
no, I mean, I'm good. Okay, I'll be back in a few minutes, and then we can all go in together.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan. Yeah, that sounds good. I thought she'd never leave. What? Oh, nice. I needed that. I'm glad, although I assume you didn't want her to leave just so we could have a make-out session here.
Nope.
I just knew that Stacy would sneak a look back to see what we were doing. So kissing me was just a diversion for you. Not just, it was also for luck. So what are we really doing? Please say blowjob. Please say blowjob. We're going behind Stacy's back. What else could I have in mind? I literally have no idea. Voila! I think you meant voila. Either, both, whatever. Just punch in the code and let's go. Who said it wasn't safe? Besides, if Stacy gets back before we go in, she'll want to copy everything before we delete it. And you want to just delete it. I want to destroy any record of those photos and videos ever existing. So what's stopping you? What's with all the questions? Just open the door already. Hannah didn't give you the code? I didn't. And Stacy didn't tell you the code?
No.
No, she's afraid I'll delete everything before she can copy it. What's on there that you're so afraid of? My photos, dumbass. Well, of course we're going to delete those. Stacy wouldn't do anything. I need them gone. Okay, then, convince me. What do you want? Oh, you don't know you're not a business major, but you were in enough business. Oh, sorry, guys. It's almost 4 a.m, but you were in enough business courses to know how to negotiate. I know I have something you want. What are you willing to give for it? I'll be your best friend. You already are. I won't murder you. If you murder me before Stacy gets back, you'll never get that door open. If you murder me after Stacy gets back, it'll be pointless. Seriously, what do you want? I don't know. I'm kind of hoping to keep you pitching ideas before Stacy gets back.
What?
You're siding with her? You want copies of everything anyone did just out there somewhere?
No.
I didn't say that. I just don't see a reason to go behind Stacy's back like this. All right, I've got an offer you can't refuse. You open the door, you delete the file. Sounds like it's all work for me.
No.
You don't have to delete any other files until Stacy gets back. And you stay out there? No, I come with you and suck your cock while you do it. Sounds like a plan. So you agree?
No,
that's what you told Stacy. Sounds like a plan. Oh, I'm not worried about the files. I'm worried about going behind Stacy's back. Look, I'll do anything you want. Anything you want. You can shit in my face and tell me to swallow it. I don't care. Woo! We're going into Starless territory. I just need to get in there before Stacy gets back. There's the thought. Really? You're into that? Not the scat. Be my genie. Grant three wishes. Anything I want.
Yes.
Done. Agreed. Whatever. Just hurry up before she gets back. In addition to the earlier terms, I'm the only one that accesses the server until Stacy gets back and you suck my cock while I delete the files. Anything else? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. All right. What was the code anyway? Oh, it's... Die, motherfucker! Oh, fuck! Ambrose, run! Jerome, you asshole! I should have known! Fuck, I missed! What did Five Fingers say to the face? Damn, you're quick! Punk-ass dumb fuck! When the hell did you get so good at this? I was distracted during our previous fight. When you tried to rape Lydia?
Yeah.
She deserved it. I'm gonna hurt you so much for that. Yeah, go ahead, big man. Hit me with your best shot. I'll break you like... Wow. Time to bring the pain. Just fucking die already. Oh, you're unconscious. I guess that'll do.
Oh.
Well, that settles that. Good thing you always carry a length of rope with you. Woman's gotta be prepared for her man. What the fuck? It wasn't safe. I'm sorry, it was my fault. Fuck that. Should I call the police? Not yet. Pretty sure one of you should be sucking my cock while I'm sitting here. The deal was that... We did that before Stacy got back. What are you two talking about? Nothing. Don't worry about it. Okay. Grim, would you mind getting out of my chair?
Yes.
Actually, yes. I need to delete all of Ambrose's files before you do anything. Oh, it's easy. How will you know which... There's a directory for those. I'll delete them before I do anything else. You didn't see... No. I didn't look at any of them. I'm trusting you. You can watch me do it. See this folder called Erica Red? Oh yeah, I almost forgot her username. Grim, please press the delete button. Done. And it's gone. What about backups or anything the police already copied? Let me check. I'm not seeing any other users accessing this data recently and there's no backup set. That'll have to be good enough. I'd still feel better if we burned it all to ash. I might sneak a peek at what my brother's been doing. Oh, that's fine with me. Not cool. We can discuss it later. Now scoot. So we had a disagreement. I'm willing to let this be solved democratically. May I back up the other files to an external drive before deleting everything, or am I just deleting everything? You know my opinion. Delete it all. Destroy it all. No copies. You know my opinion. I want a backup copy of the code, pics, and videos. Not to publish, but for my own, for educational purposes. So I guess it's up to you, Grim. I've been thinking a lot about this, Anne. Alright, so that's one of the most important choices you're gonna make in this fucking game. And it's 4 o'clock on the dot. So that's where we're gonna end it. What do you guys think? Do we copy and then delete, or do we destroy everything? Now, personally, I wanna side with Stacy, because that's gonna put us on the Stacy path. And like she just said when we finished Daisy's path, hers has the most important information for Fetish Locator that could factor into the sequel. So, alright guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Fetish Locator. I guess we'll get to the Lust Academy in December? I don't know. But we're really close to the end of it. Anyway, I'm out, guys. See you next time.